Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, the markets today under quite a bit of pressure across the board in all of these contracts. The live cattle were down $1.50 in June at $131.50. That was 20 off the lows. The June's down August at $1.77 lower at $131.70. October's $1.60 lower at $137.92. May feeder cattle down $1.32 at $155.85. That was about 30 off their lows. And right in line with where the index is, it's $155.05 as of yesterday. Now, the August down 97 to 165.80. September's down 77 to 168.40. Most of the weakness across all commodities, not just cattle, but grains and energies, et cetera, was on the heels of a stock market sell-off. The stock market today, currently the Dow's down about 1,100 points. The S&P's down about 160 and on the lows. It's not a very good close. It's actually a really bad close. Target came out with their quarterly earnings, and they were really bad based on inflation or increased cost. So earnings were bad, and Target stock was down 25%. And to me, that's a pretty good reflection of what's going on in the real economy. Is people, you know, what are people doing? And Target, Walmart, all the other retailers are a pretty good indication of that.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, like all these other commodities, grains were under quite a bit of pressure here as well. The July Kansas City wheat closed down 43 and a quarter at 13.24 and a half. That was about 21 cents off the low. September down 42, D's down 42. So a lot of pressure in the Kansas City wheat. There is some rain forecasted next week, but we're too late for the areas that are getting rain. That crop's already nearly ready to harvest. So no impact there. Chicago wheat was 40 to 45 lower. The soybeans were 15 to 26 lower and corn 20 lower. The cotton market today also significantly lower, with December down 318 at 129.18. Again, the stock market and the equities, just overall sign of economic activity is decreasing. The U.S. dollar index today is up 47. And as we've been saying, previous commodity rallies like the one we're in now are generally the same time as a dollar sell-off. And it's actually the opposite. The dollar is relatively high. So the exportable goods here in the U.S. are it's more expensive to export U.S. goods to other countries in the environment we're in with the dollar. So we were lower across the board with the grains. I would say that the economy probably the biggest factor. Crude oil today is down about $3 a barrel, so that's also impacting. Bonds are up about 1.5, which means the interest rates are actually getting a little weaker.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.